Connecticut lawmakers are considering a bill that would prohibit anti-abortion counseling services from engaging in deceptive advertising practices. Members of the Public Health Committee heard hours of testimony from supporters and opponents of that proposal on Monday. WSHU's Abongudama reports.
Melissa Lynn Monty runs one of the so-called crisis pregnancy centers in New London. She argued that the new law is unnecessary because they counsel women about their options.
Just because we educate patients and answer their questions about abortion, but don't provide the services of abortion, does not mean we are being deceptive.
Connecticut Attorney General William Tong would be in charge of investigating violators. He says many crisis pregnancy centers that typically steer women away from abortion are located in close proximity to abortion providers.
We want people, service providers, to be particularly careful and thoughtful in the manner in which they engage with someone facing an unwanted pregnancy. And if they need to think twice about wearing a white coat because they're not a doctor, I think that's a good thing.
Republican State Representative Vincent Candelara of North Brantford says many of the agencies are faith-based institutions that are needed in the community.
Any legislation we craft, I want to make sure that it would be narrow enough to not discourage these institutions from even existing in the first place.
Supporters of the Connecticut legislation say it is similar to a San Francisco ordinance that has been upheld by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Ebong Udama, WSH News.